I wanted to discuss one pasuk that appears in the parsha, a very simple and basic pasuk, a pasuk that we say each and every morning. It's a pasuk, an idea, a concept that we were once very much praised about. And in the current time that we live in, our current generation has been challenged by this very pasuk. And it's what Balak describes Klal Yisrael as: a nation that's Ma Tovu Olecha Yaakov Mishkan Osecha Yisrael. We say this pasuk each morning. And it's Balak describing how beautiful are the tents of Yaakov and the dwelling places of Yisrael. And Rashi comments that Ma Tovu Alecha is Al Shara Pischeim Sheinu Muchuvonim Ze Mul Ze. That Balak noticed that the tents, the entranceway into the tents, were not across from each other. They faced other directions whereby each family could not see into the other family, into the other tent, into the other house, what was going on. The concept of tznius and privacy, the concept of respecting each other, respecting each other's privacies, the differences between each other, showing kavod to one another, and not exposing yourself, not exposing your personal life, not going onto Instagram and social media and posting every single time you get a manicure, you get a pedicure, you tweeze your eyebrows, you cut your baby's nails. Every nonsense has to be posted that our homes, our ohalecha, become a rishus harab. That we've taken this concept of a rishus hayachid, of that which takes place in family, and we opened up into the entire world. Let alone things that are inappropriate. Things that are just mundane and silly. Just to open up that everyone's living in my home, in my tent. And needless to say, things that are inappropriate. Not being dressed properly. And showing that to the world. Posting pictures of vacations and new homes and new furniture and cars and creating jealousy and kinna throughout, and people are getting sick of what's going on and how their life looks so happy and so good, and deep inside these people who are posting are not happy. They're just trying to overcompensate for how they feel because they think by posting pictures of new things will make them feel happy because people think that they're happy. It's a fascinating Shema Shmuel that raises a very, very basic question with regards to Rabbi Akiva and his Talmidim. See, Rabbi Akiva was the epitome. What he stood for was V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. That you should love every single person like you love yourself. And yet his Talmidim, 24,000 Talmidim, did not follow in the ways of their Rebbe. And they did not show kavod shalonogu kavod zebezeh. They didn't show the proper respect to one another. And for this very reason, 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died during Sviras Omer. How is it possible that Rabbi Akiva, who was a great tzaddik, who dedicated his life to love one another, how was he not able to impart that message to his Talmidim? What happened? Where did the Talmidim go wrong where they didn't show the same kavod and ahava that Rabbi Akiva himself had shown? And the Shem Shmuel explains that there's a fundamental difference between kavod and ahava. There's a fundamental difference between love versus honor. Ahava, love, everyone loves themselves. We all love ourselves because we are who we are. And we love our children because our children are part of us. And we even love people who are very much like us, who are in the same camp as us, who are the same political party as us, who have the same shitas and the same perspective. We love all those people. That's what love means. V'ahavta l'recha kamocha. Love everyone who's just like you. Love them like yourself. We follow the same sports teams. Kavod is showing respect to someone who's not like you. Showing respect to another political party. See, the liberals, I don't like talking about politics, but liberals, they have so much love for everyone who's like them. But the moment you don't hold their opinion, the moment you're on the other side, they have zero respect. The greatest chutzpah you could imagine, because they have ahava, they love everyone, unless you're not like them. The Talmidim learned the aspect of ahava, they learned the aspect of love, loving each other if you're like them. But if you're different than them, you have a different outlook, a different perspective, so then they didn't learn that kavod. That kavod wasn't taught. Parents love their children, but no matter what, because the children are viewed as part of them, an extension. There's love there. But children to parents, oftentimes children view the parents as different. From a different generation, they don't get them. So they understand differences. So that's called kavod. You show honor to your parents. You respect them, even though they're different. Even though they may not get it, they may not get you. You show respect to them. Husband and wife, two different creatures living under the same roof. That's kavod. The Gemara says, the Rambam says, you're supposed to be mechabi them more than yourself. You have to show them honor. You have to respect their differences. Your wife might have more anxiety than you, and you have to respect that they're different. Mm-hmm. Your husband might have more kpados than you. You have to respect that. Kavod is showing respect to people who are different than you. And that's what the Talmidim didn't understand. They learned Ahava from Rabbi Akiva. That much they got. But they didn't learn Kavod. And respect isn't only about respecting each other and respecting people who are different than you. Respect is also about respecting yourself. Respecting your own dignity. Respecting your own Kavod HaBrios. Respecting your own privacy, your own family's privacy. To have to publicize everything that goes on in your life, that's not showing kavod to yourself. So Rabbi Akiva, who stood for Avaf Lerecha Kamocha, so where is the meaning of kavod by Rabbi Akiva? Did Rabbi Akiva not have kavod for one another? He only loved those people who were like him, but those who were different, he didn't have that kavod. And the answer is that externally, on the outside, people who are different, you have to show respect to each other. They're different. But in Pnimius, in the essences, everyone is really the same. We're all the same. Husband and wife, yes, they're different creatures. They're physically different. They're emotionally different. They're intellectually different. But at the end of the day, they're really the same. They come from the same place, from the same source. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes shows chesed, sometimes he shows din. Sometimes he acts with tremendous rachmanis and mercy and compassion. And sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give punishment. Does that mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is different? The different parts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Of course not. Because in the essence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all the same. Rabbi Kiva Batrei HaKamocha was telling his Talmidim, which they didn't get though, that kavod is respect on the outside, but really it's ava. It's really loving every single person because we all came from the same source. We all came from the same neshama. All our neshamas are connected as being from Klal Yisrael. And that's really the essence of honor. Honoring someone is really loving someone. Honoring your parents is really loving your parents, realizing that you come from them. Honoring your wife, honoring your husband, really means that you love your wife. You love your husband because you're really one and the same, because you're mashlim each other. You complete each other to one great whole. It's incredible ma'isa from Rav Ari Levine. There was a young boy, his name was Eli. And he grew up in the neighborhood of Rav Ari Levine and he grew up in a very religious home. And as this boy grew older, he began to realize that he was very different than his parents and his siblings. And slowly but surely, he began to be lackadaisical with his kima mitzvahs. He did stop wearing tzitzis and tefillin and eventually kashrus and Shabbos. No yarmulke, no payas anymore. And Rav Ari Levine understood and saw the struggles that this young boy was going through and wanted to find the time and opportunity to speak with Eli, to share some warm words and spend some time with him. And each time Rav Ari Levine would see him on the street, the young boy would notice him and turn the other way, make a complete about face. And one time when Rav Ari Levine catched him, the boy Eli was too late. He found himself face to face with Rav Ari Levine and couldn't run away at that point. And Eli was very uncomfortable and awkward in the presence of the great tzaddik Rav Ari Levine. And Rav Ari Levine explained that he was so sorry that he hadn't spoken to him in a number of months. He said, every time I saw you, I wanted to go over, but the next thing I knew, you ran away. And Eli says, I've been avoiding you, to be honest. And Rav Ari Levine felt terrible that he caused him such pain that he was avoiding Rav Ari Levine. And Eli admitted to him that obviously you realize that these days I look very different than everyone else in the neighborhood. And I took off my yarmulke and I feel very uncomfortable around here. I figured it was better that I keep away from the Rav. Rav Aryeh smiled and said to Eli, he put his arm around his shoulder and said, Eli, I'm a very short man. To tell you the truth, I can't see what's on your head. I can only see what's in your heart. And we should all be zocheh to show respect to each other, to ourselves, and bring about that real ava, that real after reacha kamocha, the incredible love that as we enter into the 3 weeks of the ava schinim that's needed to override the sinas schinim, and to be zocha to the gula shlema ba'amitas, mehera amenu, amen v'amen. Have a wonderful Shabbos.